In November, Hillsborough County voters will be able to decide whether to raise their sales tax rate by a penny in order to fund a range of transit options, including light rail. Several community groups and business organizations support the transit tax. But today, at County Center in downtown Tampa, a new group opposing the tax was unveiled.
This tax redistributes wealth from the county to downtown Tampa, where it benefits downtown commercial realtors, developers, and banks.
Sharon Calvert is treasurer of NoTaxForTracks.com and president of the Tampa Tea Party. She's opposed to November's referendum to raise Hillsborough's sales tax from 7 cents to 8 cents on every dollar. Karen Jarosh is chair of the Tampa 912 Project.
Well, we feel that the time is not right to increase taxes in Tampa. Tampa has the second largest employment area in square miles, only second to Los Angeles. Yet we have one of the lowest commute times. So there's basically not a problem. They're sticking a very expensive solution on something. There are problems, there are fixes that we can do, but putting inflexible rail is not the solution.
Jarosh says they're starting a new website, NoTaxForTracks.com.
Well, to start off with, they can do high occupancy lanes, do carpooling. There's ways to increase the amount of roads that actually are less congested. The smart growth policy puts bike paths on the roads. They also shorten the pedestrian crosswalks by putting bump outs, which actually cause more congestion to the roads, which actually inadvertently causes more greenhouse gases because the cars are sitting longer burning greenhouse gases and they're not getting to their destinations as quickly as they could. Also, given the event of the better technologies we have in cars, a better fuel economy, in a few years, the cars would actually be better in greenhouse gas emissions than the rail will be.